Hi, my name is Pamela Cumberbatch. I'm the CEO of Unique Roots. Unique Roots was set up 3 years ago in order to include the local community in growing, getting them to take pride in where they live by growing their own foods and flowers to make their area prettier and more luxurious for them to live in and play in. From there, I've managed to set up a community growing allotment at Gonville Academy Allotment School, where we include local community, families, people with mental health, people with learning disabilities, elderly people, and those people recovering from drugs and alcohol, to get involved, to rebalance their selves, their health and well-being through growing.
And then we'll talk about your, you know, what drives you?
Well, why I started growing was I became ill previous. I was told that I was not going to get any better. I tore my cartilage in my knee and I wasn't going to get any better. It was something that I needed to get used to and it was all in my mind. So after my granddad passed, who was a very earthly man, he grew up on land, growing fruit and veg. I started looking at how to heal myself, my own health and well-being. And I started by growing my own food and looking at what I was actually taking into my body and how I was getting the nourishment from the food that I was eating. My neighbours started to see a difference in me and a difference in my garden, both front and back. And people started to ask me, you know, if they could get involved in growing, knowing how to grow the things that I grew. So I started helping some of the local people to grow in their gardens. And when an opportunity came outside of Valley Park Community Centre, to have a say in what we wanted to put there, we asked for a growing space. And this is how Unique Roots became about.
So you were telling me about the catalyst and what happened after.
Yeah, so people in the community, through me looking about my own health and not accepting being told that, you know, it was all in my head and it was something that I'm not going to get over it. I think the light just came on and I felt that, you know, it's something that I can get over with anything that you have out there that you can get over. You can get over anything that you have, but it's the way you think about it. So then by growing flowers and getting back to nature, growing my own vegetables, food, things like that, I started to feel, you know, good and mindful of, you know, my own health, stuff like that. So people, I have believed they got that energy from me and felt that they would like that. And if I could come out in the community to help them to achieve the same thing that I have achieved for myself. So that's how Unique Roots really became about. So, yeah, so.
So I've started recording. So we'll go into, you were in Valley Park. How did the allotment come about?
So through what I was doing in Valley Park, my daughter goes to Gonville Academy School.
Oh, and sorry, can I stop you there? So tell me about the school.
So through doing work in Valley Park, the lady that had the allotment felt that she didn't have the passion that to kind of get it off and going on the grounds of getting it going within the community. So she asked for my support and help. So that's how I become involved in the allotment at Gonville Road. So through that, I connected some of my volunteers that we have worked with that are homeless, that are also rehabilitating from drug and alcohol and have mental health issues, families that are living in the local area, elderly that are at home isolated, people that just wanted to be involved in growing but felt that an allotment would be too much for them to manage, or even having their own gardens and not be able to manage to maintain their own gardens for their children. So getting involved in helping them to come to the allotment to see what they could do in their own gardens, and also giving them support to do that within their own gardens.
So if you'd like to now just talk briefly about two or three or as many as you want, people who you've seen the change in because of what they've been doing with you.
Well, one of those gentlemen that had come to the allotment when we originally started and really supported the community growing, they got a lot from it. He was homeless, and he actually got a lot of the other gentlemen that were also sort of on the roads, drinking, doing nothing, to come down and help us clear the allotment. Can I mention his name? No?
Yeah.
Okay, his name is Albert, and he now is being able to be got... they've now been able to support him to have his own studio flat.
Record, yes.
So via meeting him, I linked him up with Crisis and Turning Point. So I think it's called Evolve Housing. He was living in for a period of time, and we were supporting him around that. They have now linked him, I think, with Croydon Council or a housing association, and he's now got a one-bedroom or studio apartment now. So he's no more longer homeless, and he's training now to be a painter and decorator, and still coming when he can to help at the allotment. The other gentleman, his name is Damien, he's an elderly gentleman, retired, 64. If he's not at the allotment planting and helping to maintain, he's normally in the pub at 11 when it opens, drinking his days away. So he gets a lot of encouragement when he comes to the allotment, because he says, I haven't drank. And, you know, he might just have the one instead of having eight for the day. So I think that's a great accomplishment for him. And he's got a lot of knowledge to teach. So he shows young people when they come what, you know, how to grow, how to hold the spades, you know, how to put the onions and the seeds in, which, you know, it's amazing that the older generation can teach the younger generation and get so much enjoyment from it. And also, there's a lady that comes from the Tamarind Group, and she's very passionate about growing. She's now started her own little gardening at her own home in the back, or at the front. It's just a small piece she has. And she's been growing peas and all different things for her young children. So that's amazing to hear that, you know, from doing the allotment growing, they've got so much things that they are now starting to do for themselves as well.